Nativity scenes come in many shapes and sizes, from more traditional depictions of the virgin birth to abstract displays. KUNC arts reporter Stacy Nick has the story of a unique project going up in Longmont and how it was inspired by a long-standing family bond.
Las Vegas artist Justin Favela has fond memories of his grandmother Isabel Favela's house around the holidays, especially her tradition of building a gigantic, elaborate, and very specifically styled nativity, or nacimiento.
These are the key elements of the nacimiento. You have, at the very top of the mountain, you have the manger, and then there's like a grassy hill that it sits on, and that usually has sheep and like deer on it, and then herd animals, you know, just like in the Bible.
Then there's the lagoon with ducks, alligators, and dolphins, a Coca-Cola village, and a long line of toy cars lined up to see the baby Jesus. Growing up, Justin watched her put them together, but
I wasn't allowed to touch anything when I was a kid, so I think this is me just like living out my childhood fantasies.
Now grown up, Justin has been creating large-scale installations himself for a while, working with many artists and organizations, including the Denver Art Museum. This week, he and his grandmother collaborated on Nacimiento at the Firehouse Art Center in Longmont, turning the entire gallery into one giant nativity scene.
I've always been inspired by my grandma and all the crafts that she does, so I think that having the opportunity to collaborate with her and do an art exhibition, or an installation, I should say, with her is like full circle, because I think I was really inspired by her always decking out the house during the holidays. And I didn't really think about it before, but now that I'm an installation artist, I'm like, of course, this is all from the original, you know, artist in my family, my grandma.
Justin is known for his signature piñata-style art, using tiny bits of colored tissue paper to create large-scale murals and installations. For the Nacimiento exhibit, they're covering the walls with a piñata backdrop formed from tens of thousands of pieces of paper, along with Isabel's found art style, using what's available to create the nativity scene.
So we're basically building this kind of mountain of cardboard and tissue paper to create this kind of hill. And then the manger goes right on top. I'm used to saying everything in Spanish, so the pesebre, the manger, goes on the top. So we're kind of building it up, but this is going to be on a very grand scale.
Because they're doing this whole project in only 4 days, they've enlisted a rotating crew of volunteers from the Colorado art community, like Carmina Banuelos Harrison, who drove up from Aurora.
One by one.
Okay.
As she helps make paper flowers, Banuelos Harrison says it takes her back to her own memories of growing up.
As a little girl, my grandma actually used to make these paper flowers, but it's just been a little while, but it's almost kind of like when people say it's like riding a bike. You very much remember.
For Isabel, the best part of this project is the chance to work with her grandson.
¿Cómo es trabajar con su nieto en un proyecto como este?
Me da mucho gusto estar con él trabajando.
It gives her a lot of joy to work with me, she says.
The diminutive 75-year-old says she's also happy to pass along the tradition.
De allá de con nosotros en México.
She says that it actually started in Mexico. Her mother always did a little nativity, and then when she got to the States, she just continued the tradition and does it every year.
It's not the first time they've worked together. A few years ago, they collaborated on a project for the Nevada Museum of Art, crocheting covers for things around Isabel's house, including appliances.
I'm always trying to work with my grandma and have her input when it comes to my art.
Favela says his work often relates to his heritage and his role in the Latinx community, but this project was special. As for Isabel, she says she'll still set up a traditional nacimiento back at home, just maybe a slightly simpler one this year.
I think because we're doing this one, she's tired. It's a lot of work.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
But some traditions live on, no matter how big or small they are. Stacy Nick, UNC, Longmont.